Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Chemical war and the rich and the poor know that God delivers a cure.
It's a shame, our reality is devastating. People praying for a cure and dying while they're waiting. Ask the Lord for the comfort and the strength to face it. All the kids with dreams won't get the chance to chase it. Makes me sad. Think about the lives they would have had. Think about the orphan babies got the moms and dads. How can we sit back and not try to make it right? We gotta come together, we gotta fight for life.
Somebody tell me what's going on. We got human beings using humans for a bomb.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Ready. It's that all-time creative mind, T-High, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Block Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. Hey, y'all. Welcome. Hey, J2.
Hey, what's up, world? That's what's
hey,
up.
Hey, world. What's going on? You snowed in over there?
You already know what time it is. It is cold. I said cold.
My God. Quit complaining.
Man, I just
it's only
cold
been
look,
three,
I know
four
you
days.
Like, that's not Chicago weather, but you know Dallas is not ready for this ice.
Yes, y'all are. You have had snow and ice enough times and for enough years where you all should be prepared for this.
That's the difference between Chicago and Dallas. We
no,
never get ice.
I live
ice.
There.
It's not snow.
I
it's
live
ice.
There 30 years.
Ice cold.
Come on. Yeah, okay.
It's ice
big
cold.
Baby. It's all cold.
It's not no
well,
regular
you just better
ice
get up under
ice.
Blanket and get warm. Get up
you
under
can't
a
put
blanket.
No blanket up under a car.
Yes, you can. My neighbors used to do it.
You ain't never gonna use that blanket again.
Oh, I lived over in the barrio, so you know they had ingenious ways in the barrio. In
well,
the
you
barrio.
Know everybody's so, freaking out. Yeah.
So real quick, before
you know everybody's freaking out over in Big Mouth.
I know it. I know. Before
right,
I
they
forget,
were thinking
you know my here. Mind is just short. And for some reason, I've been having this laughing spell that I cannot get over. So, okay, so that I don't start
okay,
laughing.
Okay, I don't want to see that short bus come over there and pick you up now.
All right, shut up. Let's give thanks to the people. Let's give thanks to
okay.
Blog Talk Radio because without them, we would not have a platform or we wouldn't be able to distribute on a platform. So hello and thank you to Blog Talk.
We got to give you some claps and condolences, Blog Talk Radio. We love you.
Right. So on that note, let me shut up and let's get it started because I don't know what's going on with me right now. All right. Something, you know, I'm
right. What time is it? Time for the touch step.
It's time for us to give thanks to those people around the world that listen
okay.
to our silliness
you know,
over here.
People.
You like this day too? Well, I got a surprise for you. We've got a new country.
Okay, what we got? Let's start with
wait
the new
one. I guess I should applaud that, right? Because we've
okay,
got
okay, you should
have,
applaud it. Let's,
yeah, hold on.
What we got on that?
We got a new country.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, shout out to Portugal.
Portugal.
Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Peru.
Peru.
Japan.
Japan.
China.
China.
Canada.
Canada.
South Africa, I'm sorry.
South Africa.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Germany.
Germany.
Uganda.
New Uganda, Uganda forever.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Argentina.
Argentina. India,
Romania, the UK
all day,
Finland,
Croatia,
last but not least, the United States of America.
Of America. Woo!
So,
yeah, give yourself a hand. That's called growth now, Big Mouth. That's called growth.
Is that what we're doing? We're growing. The sounds of the city. So listen, real quick, as you know, once again, my mind be going. Real quick, I want to
I'm going to keep you right, you know.
We have now got a RSS feed, so I'm really happy about that.
Okay.
We have a That's What's Up. .com webpage.
Okay.
We have a That's What's Up Instagram 2023.
Okay, that's Instagram
That's What's Up 2023,
right?
Yep, and then we also now have a Facebook page for That's What's Up. So we've grown quite a bit. Well, not only that, we've got a staff now. We've got... Big up to the staff right now. Yeah. So I'm happy about that. I am happy about that.
That's growth, baby.
Okay, let me quit rambling. So what'd you do last week?
You ought to know what I was doing. Doing some work and handling this situation. Yeah. You know what? I still got a bone to pick with you.
Why?
You can't put me out there like that.
Okay, everybody. He does not have a little wiener.
Look,
he does not have a little wiener. He does not have a little wiener.
I need you to correct that. I know you were joking, but you need to straighten that one up.
I don't... Oh, to the left. Remember, to the left, our friend. Lean to the left. Lean to the right. And you know what's funny about that?
I'm going to put all my business out. No man never, the gentleman never does. So I'm just.
I saw a commercial. They're
going to have to just see me.
About men who have, I guess they're not erectile issues, maybe, where you're curving. To the right?
It's called Crohn's disease.
That's not Crohn's. Crohn's is a stomach issue.
No, that's what they
gastric.
Call it. Peronis. It's called it's almost like baloney. It's almost like baloney.
I was looking at
y'all need some help. Y'all need to talk to just some Peroni. You can get that Italian shop right around the corner on North State Street.
Peroni. I wonder if that's what he ended up using was Peroni.
Nah.
Really?
Well,
he
just put a pack of bologna around it and make it straighten up.
No. I've got to say shout out to 2G's. Hello, 2G's.
Okay,
2G's
for sure.
That's a must. And then, what else? I had to write this down. Shout out to my...
Let me get a shout out to Patty Daddy.
Oh.
In the city. Big up to Triple D in Dallas also. Big up to my mans. You know, just big up to all the people that listen to the show from Dallas.
All right. Shout out to the...
You said you had somebody else special that you want to big up today?
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of things. A friend of ours out here, his name is Melvo. Everybody knows Melvo. Melvo was such a character. Seriously, he didn't care, didn't give a hoot. Melvo used to cut Scottie Pippen's hair. And he had an appointment with Scottie, right? And he arrived like later than he should have. Now, he was like kind of flaming a little bit. And so Scotty says, well, you know, I'm Scotty Pippen. And Melville was like, well, I'm Melbo. Like, he didn't give a hoot.
Like, I don't care if you Scotty Pippen. You can be the president of the United States. Don't bring your ass in here late.
Right. So Melbo unfortunately passed away the other day. And
oh,
I
man.
Just wanted to give a shout, not a shout out, but my condolences,
condolences
to the family.
Fam.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was really sad.
Blessings.
And my childhood friend, Derek Woods, shout out to him. Derek eats
okay.
the weirdest, he eats the weirdest combination. Now tell me if this is weird. He likes Vienna sausages. And I think it's peaches.
What? okay, yeah, you caught me like that. I thought you was gonna say some regular saltines or something.
No, he does Vienna sausages.
Some cheeses, but you're gonna say peaches, canned peaches, man. That is, yeah,
he loves that. He grosses.
Yeah, what's the other
out.
One?
No, he mixes them together. He eats that.
Okay, what's the other weird dish that he got?
That's weird enough.
That's weird
would
enough.
Would you eat that? Would you eat that?
You know what? I'm just going to say yay yo to the nay-no.
Even if you were high?
To the nay-no.
It's enough.
I'm just
going to
pop in a Tony's pizza or some chip and dip or something.
Oh, well. So shout out to Derek Wood. I've known Derek like since I was in Pampers.
Okay.
That's how long I've known him. And
right.
That's pretty. Oh, you know what, J2?
What's up, Emma?
I don't try to find humor in, you know, like deaths or anything. But
right,
I attended
right.
a funeral last week.
Oh yeah, you did. You, that's what you did last week. I didn't ask you
yeah.
what you did last week, but that's what you did last week.
And it was two things occurred at this funeral. Before
oh
the
my
funeral,
God, you're good. I know you got some juice. What's up with the?
Before
the
funeral, the person got here. They were needing to get a rental car. And
okay,
I kind of chimed in the conversation because the person was saying, well, I only can spend so much money and no more than $200 or something. So I chimed in
right.
on the conversation. I said, well, in Dallas, they would rent U-Haul trucks for $19.99 a day. Cheaper than a rental car.
Ooh, the dirty U-Haul. Yeah.
Okay. So then when I got to the funeral, I looked up. And who pulled up in this vehicle?
Okay,
the U-Haul
wait,
vehicle.
Don't leave it, the inconspicuous now.
Huh? Oh, yeah. She pulled up in the... I hollered. I couldn't believe it.
Hey, look. People got to do what they got to do, Pippin.
Okay.
Pippin.
So,
you got to do what you got to do. Pull up in that damn thing and gone by today.
Bumper,
you need me to move
something
for you? I got you.
Okay, so the funeral.
Okay, that was the
inside
first thing.
Inside the funeral, this person was taking pictures. And I was like, oh, my God, she's taking pictures. You know, she started thinking, oh, this is for the daughter. And so I said to the funeral person, I was like, girl. She was like, nah, honey, because she's crazy and I'm not messing with her. We just going to let her do what she does. So she's running around taking snapshots of everybody, people up in there, like she up in the club. Real good.
What kind of
down.
Snapshots was she taking about? What kind of, she was
real
taking
good
the game
get
phone,
down
was,
on the floor.
By the casket
the
and shit?
They were pimp.
On the floor.
No, they were prison pose.
Oh, my goodness. Right there by the casket. Yeah.
Right
nigga.
There. By, you know how the casket
CB
is open?
CB
you
phone.
Can see the person's head. Well, what this person was doing was leaning over to the side with her hand on her hip at the funeral. Take a picture.
Oh, my God. What if the casket would have fell down? Oh, man, it would have been great. Oh, man.
crazy is not the word for it.
Like, I am not messing with nobody that's doing gangster poses by casting.
I couldn't believe it. And, well, you know, let me shut up and let me, you know what that, no, I'll leave that alone. All right, let me go.
Okay, yeah.
What is wrong with me tonight? I'm talking real crazy. All right, so, bye.
Okay.
I know, right?
That's what's up.
Head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, everybody. I think I am going to be better now. No more laughing fits. No more laughing fits. Tonight's show was kind of serious anyway, so I'm going to do my best not to, like, just break out laughing for some odd reason, because that's what I've been doing. Maybe I've been levitating. I don't know. No. We've got activist Jacob Blake with us tonight. We're going to be talking about the Tyree Nichols issue or situation,
right.
I should say. His funeral, yeah. I think, was yesterday in Mississippi. So we're going to talk about that and police brutality and the culture and about, like, the policemen and how they are black. They were black men doing that to a black
man.
That's a
big blow for the black community.
It was. It really was. So, and before I move on real quick, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Brandon Smiley, Ricky Smiley's son.
Yeah.
He passed away the other day as well. So I wanted to say that.
I got a big one for that.
Oh,
R.I.P.
And Jarvey, Mr. Pimpster extraordinaire. I see you out there, son. So, so we're going to bring Jacob in and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Don't bring Mr. Jacob Blake Sr. in, man, my man.
I know. I'm so
my
excited.
Man.
You know, Jacob is, do you know that the other day he was on his way to, somebody got shot in their face. In Memphis, and the person got shot in the face, and something about a dildo was stuck into their anal duct.
Man,
this was supposedly done by the police. So we got to talk about that with Jacob.
Yeah, man.
And then,
right.
I think like maybe just a couple of hours ago, he had six people get arrested. I think he had to go get them out of jail. So, you know, he's a busy man. He's a busy, busy man.
Yeah, not like he's doing what boy he's supposed to do.
I know it. So, I don't know. I think I'll do a quick break. And then, what am I doing?
Gonna get right back to it.
Yeah. And then I'm telling you, something ain't right with me, y'all. Something is not right. I get high on the memory.
But that's what's up.
We don't want up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
Without further ado, I bring to you Mr. Activist Extraordinaire, Mr.
That's what's up.
Okay, Jacob Blake Senior. Wait a minute, Jacob Blake Senior. I always do this.
What's happening, J2? What's happening, Big Mouth? What's
Hello,
going on?
Hello, Jacob.
What's happening, my man? Yeah.
And, first of all, I want to let y'all know that we're in a hot zone right now. I'm in the car with four activists. We're sitting out here in front of the jail in Gulfport, Mississippi, waiting for our comrades to be released. They were they're being detained unlawfully and were arrested unlawfully. We were peacefully protesting with maybe at the most 18 people. They mobbed us with 100 police officers, maybe 50 to 100 police officers that got out of a bus and jumped them, literally jumped them. Arrested
like a literally jumping on a peaceful protest.
Literally jumped them.
Right now, you're on the front line right now as we speak.
As we speak, I texted earlier that we're in a hot zone and what happened. And I didn't want you all to think I was joking. And we're sitting in a van waiting for our people to be released in front right now at this moment in Gulfport, Mississippi. The young man, Kevin Jenkins, was in Rankin County, Mississippi, that was shot in the face and attempted sodomy by the sheriff in Rankin County, Mississippi. And what's his name? In Memphis.
Tyree Nichols.
Memphis, Tennessee. And let me make this very clear, and I need the world to understand that those officers that killed that young man in Memphis, they weren't black. They were blue.
Right.
So if we don't understand that the blue is the problem, When I saw that sea of blue get off of that bus today and arrest those young people, and those young people weren't doing anything unlawfully, our amendment rights are being trampled on by the people that we pay to protect and serve us. I got my ass beat in Akron by the people that are paid to protect and serve us. For peacefully protesting.
Man.
Wow.
So if at this point in time, that African Americans that they like to call us, or brown people, black people, this is war. It's clearly war.
Clearly.
It's clearly war. I'm sitting here in this car with people that are on the front line. People that risk their lives so that we can live and continue to be seen as human beings. This is not a game.
Right.
This is
That's
not
ground
a game.
That's ground floor, y'all. That right now,
here.
Ground zero.
Right.
Ground
there's
zero.
People that are raising money falsely on the backs of these lives that have been stolen. And we're supposed to stand by and be attacked by the blue, then we get attacked by our own that are seeking to be famous on the infamy of others. And then we act like it's okay. We act like it doesn't, like this shit ain't happening. This shit is happening, man.
It's happening.
In real time.
Right now.
Okay. Real talk.
And we refuse.
So what's it looking like with them in jail right now? I mean, how is it looking for them? How soon will they be released?
They're just pretty much at this point. They're just
tell them who you are.
Oh. Hey, my name is Kelvin Burnett. I'm one of the. I'm really like an impacted family member. My uncle was like killed by a police officer, so it's his home. To get to the to the point, they're really just detaining them to detain them just to hold up time, and they don't realize what they're doing is making it worse. The mayor of the city lied and told the police that it was 30 people in his office when it was only 18. It took y'all 30, 40, 50 officers for 13 people, and then y'all had to bring weapons to an unarmed people protest.
What's the age? What's the age? The ages of these people? For the average age?
We have kids out here too as well. They arrested, snatched one of the moms up in front of her two babies and arrested her.
Man.
Trying to figure out what's going on. Took one of the girls. She was asking why y'all doing this to us. Slammed her on the ground, threw her face into the ground. You can go on the page and see it. Put her face into the ground. Start coming towards us, telling us to back up or you'll be arrested.
With shotguns.
Put a shotgun. If you look at the
Let everybody know where you are again, please. Tell everybody again where you guys are. We're located.
Gulfport, Mississippi, and we're celebrating the baby that the police officer murdered in front of the store would have been 16 yesterday. So we've been celebrating all week. They had the guy was like, well, it's a rubber gun. Regardless of what kind of gun it is, it looks like a shotgun. It looks like it could cause somebody serious bodily harm or death. So at that, I feel like if I ain't got a gun that pointed at you or no weapon pointed at you, you shouldn't point it at me. And I, as a citizen, if I would have had my pistol and I would have blew his brains out, they would have been looking crazy.
Yep.
And so now they didn't detain him, talking about some disturbing the peace. First of all, y'all could have wrote him a ticket right there for that or booked him within 30 minutes. Y'all mean to tell me it take y'all 3 to 4 hours to book five people? Where is our tax money going? What y'all doing up in there?
You know
again,
what they're doing? They're trying to stall so y'all won't go ahead and speak.
Oh, a lady went in right before it happened to press charges on somebody for stealing her medicine. They told her, you're going to have to come back tomorrow because we're about to go arrest the motherfuckers. And then the lady that takes the police, excuse my language, the lady that takes the police reports, I call my family up here. I ain't used to nobody coming here with all that. We are protesting for people the same color as you, lady. What is you missing? But when they kill your little grandson, your nephew, or your sister, you're going to be looking crazy. I'm sorry.
Wow.
No, man. Speak your voice, man. And your voice is free.
Definitely.
The passion.
Speak your voice.
Y'all have to understand.
Speak your voice.
The passion is real because this shit is really happening, y'all. And we'll come to other states. So here's the thing. I hear people say all the time, your own community won't come out and support you. Well, if a community comes out and support us, guess where we're going? To their community to support them. It doesn't have to be your community. If I got time, if we have people that say they will come and support us, we will help them get here. We will rent buses or cars, events. We've done it.
I drove 11 hours to be here with these people. I drove 11 hours.
I know you did.
You were on the phone.
He do it all the time.
I know he does.
And they try to cut off the head organizers sometimes. You know, like, let me cut off the snake's head. But they're not doing but making it worse. Because when y'all see the videos, it's going to make y'all want to – it's going to make you want to come here.
Well, all right. Hold that thought.
I'm definitely
right
with
back
that.
With you.
I'm definitely going to get it up.
I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, we got to pay the bills. Got to pay the bills.
And that's what's up. All right.
That's what's up.
Today's podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back to That's What's Up. It's your girl Big Mouth
That's
and
what's
J2.
Up. Welcome back.
And we've got activist Jacob Blake on the line. And
right
he's
now,
sitting there with a bunch
zero.
Of activists. Ground zero. Where do you say? Gulfport?
I don't want y'all to think that it's just men out here. I want y'all to speak with one of the young ladies that's with me that has been in this fight since this young man was killed. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you.
Okay.
My name is Rachel. Yeah. Nice to meet you all. Yes, we've
Hello.
Been here on the ground since day one. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We've been here on the ground since day one, since Jaheim McMillan was shot and murdered by the Gulfport Police Department. And it's been an ongoing thing every single day. We've been out protesting. If we're not protesting, then we're handing out flyers just trying to educate the community on what happened and just trying to rally the people to get them out here to support and to stand with this family.
Right.
So,
right. Because if they don't... Go ahead.
Before I forget, how can people find out about what you're doing? Where can people go to find out what you're doing?
So we are on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Justice for Jaheim.
Is this Justice Jaheim?
Or just Justice Jaheim. Facebook page, or of course Markwell Bridges, which is the lead organizer here on the ground, his page as well.
Katrina Mateen.
Katrina Mateen, and that is Jaheim's mother. So you can find her on Facebook as well. All of those pages that I just named to you will be showing
you. Google it, it's gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I got that out there before I started rambling too much and I forgot. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much for sharing with us, because this is crazy.
Hey, my question is, Big Mouth tonight. What y'all having cocktails over there? Or what?
You know what? Look, Jake, I have just got myself calmed back down because I had a laughing spell for 30 minutes. And J2 was like, what's wrong with you? And I just kept laughing. He's like, are we going to have to call in people to come pick you up with the rubber jackets and stuff? So I was smoking a little bit. I did levitate a little earlier before I started getting on the air. But that's neither here and nor there. We've got a caller on the line. We've got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to bring them in. And,
yeah, let's bring the callers in, Mr. Blake. I think you're going to love it, Mr. Blake, man, because a couple of callers got some stuff to say about this and how we can try to prevent this and how that's what I'm thinking, how we can kind of try to get more people aware and how to prevent it. Go ahead, Big Mel.
Well, you know, before I do pull the caller in, are you aware of Jacob's background of issues that he or situations that he's gone through recently in his life, J2?
Well, yeah, with his son and everything, then just, you know, being an advocate of everything and just traveling, helping people out, man. It's a noble cause. I applaud you. Man, big ups, man, big ups, because you right now, like I said, in the thicket of it. You in the thorns.
Okay.
And you know what, man?
I ain't heard that since I left out there. All right, we're going to bring this caller in. And, I am kind of crazy tonight.
Okay, that's all right. I got your back.
Oh,
I got your back.
Caller.
Uh-oh.
Welcome.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there he is.
I know this voice.
The trouble started. C2's in the house, y'all. C2,
okay,
y'all.
Okay, welcome back, C2. It's glad. I'm glad to hear your voice. And
thank you so much.
That you and Jacob would be really good batting off each other tonight. And so, well, welcome. Then let me just welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so let me go ahead and let me start it off. I really want to. I know you down there on Ground Zero in Mississippi, Gulfport, but I want to just touch on Tyree Nichols real quick. And C2 has some stunning information. I want you to kind of get on the panel with Jacob Blake, C2, and kind of give him an overview.
Oh well, thank you, and it's an honor to be speaking to you, Mr. Blake. General Blake, sir.
Right.
Appreciate everything you're doing. Because it's easy to be comfortable, not so easy to choose that path right there. So that's something that is to be respected. So I got to get that out there first. And so, with no further ado, when it comes to the Tyree Nichols situation, and rest in peace and condolences to his family. And all Black people, because we're family. So it's condolences for all of us. And the sooner we start actually taking that personal across the board nationwide,
right.
I don't care if it happens in Kenosha. I don't care if it happens in Walla Walla, Washington. Okay? We need it matters, you know, because one thing is we are a minority in this country. So this idea of we don't have the numbers to play this separatism game or tribalism thing where, oh, I'm on the West Coast. I only care about out here. I'm down South. I care about here. I'm in the Midwest. I only care about here. I'm East. So that's something that I want to bring out first. And now, it might be mine, and I might need to coin this. Not all white supremacists are Black, and not all, how does it go? Not all white supremacists are white, because some white supremacists are Black too. It doesn't, so I want to bring that up.
I hear you.
Because usually
the way I say it, the way that I say it is all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Exactly there, sir. And so this situation with Tyree Nichols, is an example of that exactly. So when we say blue, to me, the blue is also connected to the white supremacist system that is the operating system of this country.
Right.
It has been since its inception. So it is a part of that. And I want to bring this up because Brother Al Sharpton did bring up a point that if this man had been white, they wouldn't even have done that. Wouldn't have done that. Now, that is a good point, but hold on. Now, here's the information that I have. Tyree Nichols was
–
let me just give it to y'all. Here's the info now. Here's my intel. Tyree Nichols was actually dating, allegedly, the ex-wife of Mr. Demetrius Haley, the ex-cop. Yes, he was dating his wife because they both worked at FedEx. They both worked at FedEx together, and they developed a romantic relationship. So what I'm telling you guys is this is deeper than just them pulling up on some random guy. This is a constituent, allegedly. And in matter of fact, let me just and let me make sure you guys know, because I'm not a – I like to quote sources since this is going to be recorded for perpetuity.
Right. And entertainment purposes only, brother. Remember that.
Because we broke.
This is, it, as long as it's in Newsweek, because they reported on it too. Here it is. According to Newsweek, the Memphis Police Department is currently investigating rumors regarding a possible connection to Tyree Nichols and the ex-wife or ex-girlfriend of one of the Memphis cops arrested and charged in Nichols' death. Now, so Demetrius Haley is that cop, and it's his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, either or. And guess what? It's alleged that he sent photos of Mr. Tyree Nichols after they had beat him to death, basically.
Shut up. He sent pictures
from his phone to her, to his ex-wife, just to make a point. Okay? So now what I'm telling y'all is this. From the legal standpoint, that man needs to be charged with, if this is the case, that's first degree because that's premeditated.
That's
you stalked this man down. You stalked him down. The other ones would be accessory too. But he would be the
accessory
main culprit.
To first degree murder. It would be
first degree murder
and they would be
murder.
Accessory.
And if that is the case.
Because it was premeditated.
And that's why I'm telling y'all, if he is not charged, him, that Demetrius Haley, he needs to be charged with first degree murder. And also Tennessee does have the death penalty because there are aggravating circumstances in this situation. Because I know mitigating and aggravating circumstances. And if I was the prosecutor for the DA of Shelby County, this is like a death. If it was a regular person on the street and you did some stuff like
you're getting a death penalty.
The death penalty would be on the thing, and then you would plea down to a life without parole. And that's what needs to happen.
Right.
Charge him, and you know they're not going to convince him for it,
but he needs to get life without parole.
And then the other ones, let them get second degree or whatever you want to give them. But him, that's first degree. No.
Okay,
and that's
was it
why the injustice. Yes,
it was
Demetrius Haley.
Right?
He was the young, yes.
Demetrius Haley
and
was
so
the youngest one out of the five.
Yeah, but he was
now
the
what,
one.
Now, what we are discussing now and what is actually happening is we are witnessing the supremacist system at work.
Mm-hmm.
The supremacist system, the supremacist system in 20 days charged and damn near hung those five officers in 20 days.
Yes.
We have months and years. We have a police officer in Kansas City, Kansas, that murdered Cameron Lamb that was found guilty 7 months ago, and the motherfucker is still walking around free. So don't tell me what these motherfucking crackers won't do for crackers. But when it
they
comes to
do
niggas,
it for themselves.
We're
yes, they
still
will.
Niggas.
Oh, man,
you see?
They charge them so quick.
Mr. Blake makes a point that I want to show. This should show any brother, sister, if you are on that force, if you think just because you're buddy-buddy and kiki and cockeyed with these folks, and if this man gets charged like that, then you're gonna watch even white supremacy works within its own system of and it's gonna show black people like what you really are. So to me, if this is an eye-opening to all matters of black people from all socioeconomic levels, that you are a nigga. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a Harvard professor. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a professor.
You're still a nigga.
Don't care if you're a drug
you're
dealer.
Still a nigga.
Don't
you're
care.
Get,
you know how they used to say.
You could have a million dollars.
Okay. You know how
they don't care.
A billion dollars out of the middle of the street. Everybody that's
right.
Dark
you can have
black
as much money as you
side.
Want.
Okay.
As much money as you think you could have that you could not be touched, you still a nigga.
Okay.
That's what you are.
Yep.
And that's why. And in this case, I brought up those details and the fact that they're even going that far. Now, if this happened and this guy happened, the officers won't. Oh, by the way, we got a good case example. Always my examples. When it comes to the court, I have to show precedent. Our brother, George Floyd.
Yeah.
I remember that police officer, that the main culprit. They had prior
the one with the knee on the neck.
Like, so that could have been premeditated. That should have been first degree. That was premeditated because you already
knew what he was doing when he put his knee on somebody's neck, man.
But they didn't even
let me give you a little insight to that George Floyd thing.
Okay.
You understand that it is alleged that George slept with Chauvin's wife.
You brought it home. Hey, I'm gonna call him Dr. Blake now. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, and that's what I said.
And I'm not. And I'm not telling you from the point of view. I am very dear friends with the whole George Floyd clan. With all of
the family in
Minnesota. I know them very well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's alleged George was a freaky cat. And they worked together at a nightclub.
That's correct.
They did security at
so
a nightclub together.
Right.
It's not
what?
Like Chauvin did not know it.
So he knew.
Chauvin
knew him. That's why I said he knew this man. It wasn't random. It wasn't like some random nigga.
It wasn't
random.
It was not random. So what they paint, a picture to make you think a certain way. Just like when Michelangelo painted all them white motherfuckers at the Last Goddamn Supper. There wasn't a white motherfucker within 1,000 miles of that goddamn Last Supper.
Right, that's right. You can't, it's who controls the narrative. And if they're going to write the narrative,
when you have the power to control the narrative, you then control the story. Just like Donald Trump.
And then you control the mind.
Donald Trump told you that's an alternative fact.
I'm going to control your mind. And you know what?
I gotta go, y'all. To be continued. Let's keep that
Bye,
energy,
Jay.
Baby.
Do you need a haircut?
Hey.
Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
This is Jacob Blake Sr. listening to That's What's Up on Blog Top Radio with Big Mouth
a commercial
and
break.
Jay Tizzle.
So what happens is they do, this is that.
Okay, so welcome back. And I hit the wrong button, and I'm not surprised.
We had to get a commercial break in there.
I pulled D2 in. Man, that was a heated conversation. That was a great conversation.
Man, it's still going on.
That
it's still
one
ongoing.
Will be continued. And in the meantime, it's I'm bringing D2 back in. But one of our favorite people, she's been waiting patiently. And I know she's got something to say.
You already know. It's the number one.
It's the number one. It's the number one. It's
number
Ms.
one, Miss Bev. One, one,
hello, Miss Bev. What's going on with you?
One, one.
I know.
Lou. Hello there. Hello there. Hello.
Hello. Me too. You on too. You're on air.
Yes.
That's what's up.
And I'm running around trying to do what I know. Here we go. There we go. You know I ain't got it straight. Let me, there you go, Miss Bev.
You got that. You got that.
Hello there.
You got that.
Hello there.
You got that.
Big 2, Big Mouth, and
we got
D2
on the line.
Third?
No,
D2.
Oh, D2.
Okay.
You had it right.
Freudian slip.
One statement that Tyreek's father said last night, he said, my son was not dating the police officer. So, who knows? That was
right,
the most heinous, horrible thing I've ever heard. That was so awful. And I'd like to, all mothers all over the world, we began to get out there and show our faces and stop messing with our sons and daughters.
Stop being scary. Come and support
the
sons.
We need to start a march. We need to get out there, mothers, all over the world and stop messing
with
our sons. Yes, absolutely. Stop messing with our sons.
A
million mama
marks.
And I will not call them white supremacists. I'll call them nationalists. Because there's nothing supreme about them. They're nationalists.
Oh,
gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. And they're not supreme.
That's a great way, Big Bill.
That's one thing. And we just need to try and get peace. And get these people off of our backs. We will not go back. Our ancestors brought us today where we are, and we will not forsake our ancestors, because if it were not for them, we would not be here. But we are not.
If it wasn't supposed to be, it would not be so.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, we will not go back. The mothers all over the world, we need to get together and show our faces.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one, because we're not even talking about the stories that we don't hear about. We're not talking about the kids and the families that have been accosted by the police. We're not hearing about those stories.
What?
But these are making national.
We need to get peace. We need to protect all
of
them.
What you say, C2?
We need our mothers. We need the ladies. We need the mothers. We need our sisters. We need our cousins. We need our aunties. We need them all to step out, because whenever that happens, it's really kind of hard to when we have that kind of support going on. It's really hard to divide us when they see that our women are holding down.
Yes.
They were not
behind us in this walk.
They were behind us, and they are not. You're not going to wedge anything else.
No, they walking side by side,
because all we have is each other. And if we don't realize that by now, and that's why I said I really appreciate that about the mother mentioning mothers, but I extended it to aunties. And those that might not have
women,
children, but
period.
They got a nephew. We women, period.
Women, period.
Need to, stepping up to the, stepping up to do that. So.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
It's unbelievable. There's all this stuff that's going on right now. It's just that we're at this point and all these things are going on, and I'm trying not to get numb to it because it's happening so frequently.
Right.
Like
right.
I didn't watch.
Right.
I didn't watch the Tyree Nickle police cam stuff.
Let me step in there. Let me interject real quick. I watched the video, and it's disturbing. They cussing them out. Motherfucker, get on the ground. Oh, you're not gonna get on the ground, man. I'm on the ground. No, motherfucker, you gonna get down? He was like, man, he was crying out for his mama. He was compliant.
And I just wanted to say that I support the sisters because I know they mentioned this. I didn't even want to watch it. It doesn't mean you're desensitized, in my opinion, because what I did was I said I started to, and I said that's enough. Because I said, it's traumatizing. It's like making me watch a lynching. And I don't want don't traumatize me with something that I wasn't there for. I know what happens. We know what happens. I don't need it. I don't want to, like, it's like a public lynching that they used to do
back
in the day, but
thing.
We're digital.
It's a mental game. It's a mental game.
Because they...
It's a psychological game.
Whenever it happens to a non-black person, especially a white person, but I'm just using it as an example. Trust me, they edit footage. They stop it. It's too gruesome to show. But they made it a whole.
But that man done murdered 3 or 4 30
hey,
people.
Is this not me? And this is just a little humor, and I'll get out the way. But when they kept saying that, oh, we're going to show it at 7 p.m., I'm like, do I need to get popcorn? Is this a feature?
Go get ready.
Like, yeah, like they're getting everybody primed up. And, hey, guys, we're going to release the footage at 7 p.m. on Friday at night. Be there. You want to get there. And don't worry. You're going to get a seat, a first-hand seat.
It's
like a promo. So it came across more as a promo than it did was like it wasn't a PSA announcement. It was a promo.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, you're promoting this, you know?
And you know what the promo was for, y'all? The promo is to start this race war. They want to promote it, even with inside our own community and also with the police.
What? I would say Gerald
just trying
Blake
to promote
said,
that race
said,
war.
We are at, no, he said it's not about a race war that's going to come. That's already – it's been a race war since we got
it's
here.
It's already here.
And, or since we – since it's been.
Lord.
So
and
it,
on
it's
that
not,
note, C2, J2, let's marinate.
Yes.
I'll be back right
let's
with
marinate.
You. Ms. Bev, we'll be right
that's
back. And that's what's up.
That's what's up.
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power. Through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Everybody's on bus now. We're talking to her about to make some noise.
yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all, to That's What's Up.
Welcome
J2,
back.
You
That's
still
What's
there?
Up.
Well, I see we still have Miss Bev and C2. I have them on a hold for a minute.
Okay.
So this has been a
great
really
show
great
today.
Night. Yeah, this has been a good
great
night. I'm so riled up right now about people that are locked up, that Jacob and them are trying
right.
to get out. Just this whole police brutality and how it's
doing enough, man. It's enough.
I know,
it's
right?
Enough.
It's like every day
it's
when
like,
I get up.
When is this going to stop? You know what? It's never going to stop because it's always going to be racism. It's always going to be hatred. It's always going to be those that try to be what I would say, what Ms. Bev said, nationalists, or you know, what C2 said, if they trying to impose their supremacy on people,
right.
you know. And
right.
I just think it's enough, man. We are in the 20s. We about to be in the 22nd century, man. Come on, man. This is a new life, new world. Now, we ain't going to say nothing when aliens come and, you know, my conspiracy theories, and then we all have to band together against one cause. We might as well start right now.
Right, right.
We might as well start right here, right now with our own selves. Look at your own selves and say, okay, I don't care if you're white, Mexican, Chinese, Asian, Japanese, Croatia, you know, all the nations that we have on our show. If we are not standing up as one, we will fall for anything.
Right.
If we don't
you know,
stand
I
up
really
as one,
I really
want to
thank
Ms.
Bev, and I want to thank C2 for coming on the show tonight, and activist Jacob Blake and the folks that he was with and all the information
right.
they told us about. And not to get high before your show the next time.
you just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I had to because I've just been real
okay.
goofy all day or all
okay.
evening.
I want to say big ups to my group, the Funk Stars, you know, D-Town's Finest, the Funk Stars. C2 is part of that group. I am also with my boy Q. So I definitely want to give him and his family big ups on the show tonight. Funk Stars represent, man. Funk Stars represent
okay.
with the knowledge and the love. And we just thank y'all too also. So definitely have to hit up the Funk Stars. So, yeah,
so
big
Jay
ups, y'all. Too, I love you.
Do you have any affirmations for tonight that you
yeah,
want to share?
Yeah, I definitely do. I want to say that, look, we got to keep on getting together. We got to bond together and show them that we can work as one people. Like C2 said, if we can get from New York to Chicago to L.A. to Dallas to Atlanta, we need to have a better communication system, and let's keep each other in prayer. Keep each other up in prayer, supplication, and hold strong to
right.
the faith.
Right.
If we don't have nothing to hold on to, we ain't going to have nothing to fight for. Hold on to the faith. The faith is real. The faith is real. And I just say hold on to that faith, even if you're at the stream. If you're feeling like the Lord done took my mom or my daddy, my family members, Lord, please just give me strength. The serenity prayer. Say the serenity prayer. You know, so we can hold on strong, and we can have a strong black community, brown community, in all communities. It's
exactly.
not just for one race. It's for all people. It's for
right.
all people.
Tell them, Jake.
So
tell them.
That's my affirmation. Yes. Yeah, that's it. And that's what's up, man. That's the word for the day.
Okay. So before we get out of here, I don't know what I want to talk about. I don't really have anything to talk about anymore. So, you know, when
well,
I have nothing.
Well, we got to the meat and potatoes.
So when I have nothing to say, you know, the best thing for me is just to, I don't know, maybe.
Well, I was saying that we're going to have a couple more callers come in just to say what they felt about the show today.
Okay,
you know,
well,
we only
when
got a
they
few
call
minutes,
in,
so we only got a few minutes.
I'll pull them up. and I'm
yeah.
I'll be back. And that's what's up. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm really Lulu this evening. I really am. I don't know why.
Well, come on now. You know. We got the best.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back, y'all. J2, what you doing
back, y'all.
What you doing
over
there?
You know, we're just still getting icy over here. It's just getting back icy again. Just hope
really?
Everybody be safe, man. If you ain't got to drive, don't drive. If you have to get to work, don't get to work. You can't miss no money.
Okay.
Don't miss that
drive
money.
Slowly.
Not miss that money.
And look out for that black ice.
That black ice, because it wasn't just regular ice, Big Mouth.
Yeah,
it was just
that
ice. Yeah, you
ice,
can go outside right now. You think it look like a straight driveway and slip and bust your ass and your knee is fucked up for the next 6 months.
I wouldn't be outside. Me, because I hobbledy-bobbledy, would be sliding
right
down the street right now. That's how I was last week when I went to the funeral. I was hobbledy-bobbledy on
right
some ice. Excuse me, I was hobbledy-bobbledy
on
some ice.
That ice is nothing to play with. It's nothing to play
it's not
with, especially at night.
Okay, for real.
No.
Well,
so y'all
Jay,
be safe out there.
I enjoyed the show. I really, really did enjoy the show.
I hope a lot of people chimed in on this. This was a powerful show, man.
Yeah,
Jacob
really
Blake, he's out there at Ground Zero. C2 coming in with the knowledge. Miss Bev. Thank y'all very much for chiming in.
Yes, thank you so much. So,
thank you very much. So y'all be safe out there in Gulfport, Mississippi, man. J2.
Y'all be safe.
Is it Gulfport or Gulf Park?
Yeah, Gulfport.
Oh, okay.
Gulfport. Gulfport. Yes, I have. You know.
Oh,
been
really
Chula, Mississippi. I've been in the Delta. You know I'm a Jackson State student also too.
Oh,
hey,
that's
you know what I'm
right.
doing? So I got to transfer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so close to home. All my people in Jackson, I love y'all. Y'all remember Joshua Watts, a.k.a. J2. Y'all remember me, all the old school. Yeah, I know they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unforgettable. What do you mean?
You were like Ferris Bueller.
I'm unforgettable, baby.
Unforgettable.
That's
what you are. Oh, I. Okay, say
okay.
No.
Go ahead.
So I don't know. I'm hungry, really. That's what it is.
Oh, you're hungry? That's what it is? You
I'm
must be hangry over there.
Yep,
you
I am.
You must be hangry. That's why you can't think straight. You need to put a biscuit in your mouth or something.
I do. So, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight. I think I'm just going to, I think I'm going to make salmon, mashed potatoes.
Okay. I was thinking about some salmon, too. We got a little piece of salmon in there.
Do y'all?
Yeah, well, it's just, well, yeah, knowing the circumstances, yeah, we got a piece of salmon in there, and yeah, probably just fire that up. A little bit, you know, some comfort food, maybe some broccoli and cheese or something.
Well,
a little rice.
That sounds good. I am obsessed with stealth living. I know I say this a lot, but I am. Watch all these videos on these stealth living arrangements, like in these RVs or turning box trucks into luxurious RVs on the inside. Like on the outside, they look like an old box truck.
Like
I know I said this last week, but I watched one today, and they had this bed that comes from the ceiling. Electronic bed. I was like, oh, I like that. That looks like me. I would live there. I want a truck.
So how do they open up the damn gate?
No.
Where it comes open on the side?
You go inside. Yeah, they got a side door to go in, too. But in the back there, where they have seating arrangements, like a little couch thingy, they have built in on top, I guess it's hydraulic, and it drops down. It was, I have to send it to you. It was the coolest thing. I was like, what? If I had some money.
Okay.
I'd be riding around stealth-like.
We did $100,000 right now. We can settle out of court.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. All right, y'all.
Okay.
I think I did something today, too. Huh?
Like
yeah, I think I did something. I think my potato song is not here. We'll have to get it next week. But my potato song is gone. Where has my potato gone?
One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
Okay. Oh, there's my potato. So, like the far, I'm telling you, something is going on with me right now. I'm really weird.
And we're going to have to definitely chop this up afterwards.
Huh?
We definitely have to chop this up afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be after I eat. You know I got to eat.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you to Jacob Blake Sr. Thank you.
Yeah, let's give everybody a hand clap. Big mouth.
Huh?
C2, Bev.
And Ms. Bev, we thank you all for being on the show tonight. I really enjoyed this show. I do apologize if I was wicky, but I'm hungry. And you know what? Like the farmer said, to the potato. Plan to now. Well, you know what? I think I'm gonna do a different outro. We will see you later. Plan to now and dig you later. Right, J2?
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
I like that. We need to pre-record right. that one too.
Bye, J2.
Bye. That's what's up.
The world is yours. May cause concern it. Why don't you listen and learn? That once was strong, but you even that's turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy. Who put you on this earth, huh? And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents
hurt it and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these jokes.
As a rule from a
good night, sweetheart. Bedtime to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Bedtime to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.